We had livestock gross margin and the MPP that was in the Bipartisan Budget Act back in February, those two particular things, and they couldn't be combined together. First thing is this dairy revenue protection will be able to be combined with one of those if a producer so desires. But it provides protection against a decline in revenue, mainly yield and or price, on the milk produced from the dairy cows on a quarterly basis. In sum, the policy covers the difference between final revenue guarantee and actual milk revenue. This policy will be approved for sale in all 50 states, so it covers all the dairy production in the United States. It doesn't cover individual production, but will be based on an area production, and similarly, the price will be based on an area. They'll have options of choosing for Class 3 or 4 milk futures. There's a component pricing option, which will allow them to ensure specific milk components, such as butter, fats, protein, and other solids. So there's a lot of options here, and hopefully it's going to be a product that's really good for the dairy producers in the country.